Today is it the 8th? March 8th, 2017, and we're doing a wonderful lesson, number 89, called Lengthening the Arms. So as you lie on your back, arms down by your side, legs long, take a moment to observe and notice how you're lying on the floor today. Notice the two points behind your shoulder blades, two points behind your buttocks. Create your rectangle and observe and notice how that feels today. And then very slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Notice how that feels. And then we'll start with bending both of your knees, bringing your feet up to standing. And once your feet are standing, you're going to start to tilt your pelvis, which most of you know, right? To flatten your lower back and arch. So no lifting. So keep your butt on the ground. And it's like a roll. So you roll the pelvis, that's it, to flatten the lower back. Keep your feet on the ground. And then you arch your back. That's enough. Yeah. Is it okay if I touch you? Okay. So you already do enough of that. So I want you to arch. I want you to go this way. Way even more. More, 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 more. Arch your back.
Oh, go in this way.
Yeah, it will.
Flat back, so.
Well, it's because you go too much the other way. So that's enough. And now arch. Think of arching. Yep. That's it. So go back and forth. Feel how that is. And most of us, like this gentleman, tend to be too flat, right? Too forcing that direction. So you should work on the direction of arching, bringing the pubic bone forward. Excellent. And pause and lengthen your legs to rest. So from here, you're going to bring your arms above yourself like we did 2 weeks ago. And you're going to make a fist. And you're going to make a fist with your left hand. And then you're going to grab it with your right hand, right? So your right hand grabs below where the wrist is. Okay, so your left hand makes a fist, that's it. And you grab with your right hand, right? And you're going to start to pull a little bit onto that left arm so it starts to straighten, right? All the way down to the left side of the ribs, and you kind of pull the left arm to come over the top of the head, right? So on the left side, you're getting longer. Okay, and then come back. So your legs are long. That's it. So think of, make a fist. Keep the fist and think of pulling, yeah, like that. There you go. And think of here. This is getting longer. So you're going over to the right. Right? You start, no, not to the left. To the right. That's it. Okay, so now you're going to bend your right knee. Bring your right foot to standing. Okay, and this is going to help you a little bit. So let's first Let go of your arms for a moment. Bring them down. Have your right leg standing. So just the right leg, right? And we've done this movement many times. You're going to push the right foot into the floor. Your right knee stays to the ceiling. And you're going to roll your pelvis to the left. And you get a rotation in your spine, right? So keep your knee up. And let your back roll and arch. So wait, no. Roll. No, roll. Roll to the left. You're not rolling. Roll. Roll the pelvis. Yeah, no lifting. Right? Lifting occurs because you roll. Okay, do you know what I mean? Yeah. This side comes up, you're rolling. And this knee stays up. And you push that foot into the floor. That's where the power comes from. Okay, so the back arches. It arches because of what this is doing. But you do not lift. You don't have to lift, right? Does everybody understand that? Keep the knee to the ceiling. Roll your pelvis. Nope, that's your knee wanting to move. That's it. Roll your pelvis. Don't do the movement from there. Now go back and try it again. So roll your pelvis. Perfect. Roll. That's it. Even more. You can go more. Yeah. It's just what you need. Okay, everybody got that idea? Brigida, got that idea? Roll. That's it. Now bring the arms up again. Make a fist with the left hand. Get a hold of with the right hand. So as you now push with the right foot, you roll to the left, you pull on the left arm, and you roll onto your left side. Roll onto that left arm. Yes. But Marlene, what are you doing with that foot that you're not supposed to do? That's it, Corinne. Corinne's really taking her time. Take your time. There's no rush. Feel the process. Right? So you pull on the wrist as you roll the pelvis, and you create this arc on the left side. And somehow, your head will eventually come onto the left arm. You've got to keep the right leg standing. Okay, so what are you doing that you could do differently, Nancy? Think. You're leaving something out, and this is critical for you. What are you not doing? Yeah. What are you not doing? Yeah. Excellent. That's a good one. Breathe. So, what did you just do? Pay attention. Okay? So you're not pulling this arm. Mm-mm. Pull it to arc over to the right. Like this.
Oh, to the right?
Oh, that's the idea. So that you're lying on all that. Right? So when you pull on that left arm, that's nice. Right? You're making a very long line on the left side. And for some of you, this is going to feel so foreign that you can actually open the armpit enough and it lies flat with the whole side. Right? So you're getting that whole shoulder and everything to open up because you're pulling on it with the right hand. Brigida, beautiful. Right? That's it. Some of you don't think you can do this, and you can. Feel that, Marlene? Excellent. So let's keep doing it. Now, the other thing is the elbow. So for some of you, Marlene, turn. This is what I was doing with you yesterday, right? Think of straightening even more like that with the elbow, and that does something different in the armpit. Right, so it's back to my sweet, beautiful Corinne in the front who wants to continue to make progress, right? So how do you make progress? What's the first thing you need? Len?
Awareness.
Right, so something feels good, but how could you make it a little bit better? So progress, I didn't want you to think that I didn't think progress was a good thing. It's the context of it. It's the context. Progress is great if you're paying attention to what you're doing and you're learning how to progress and make something better. To me, progress is not good if you're after a goal. Try it again, that's it. Okay, we'll come back and rest. Lengthen your arms and legs. Rest and feel now how that left side feels. So does the left side of the triangle, does the left side of the rectangle feel longer? Right? What happened there? Feel the distance from the left side of your pelvis to up under your armpit. How long that is. And then the right side's all scrunchy, right? The arm is straight too. Okay, so let's bring your arms up again. Keep the legs long. Let's make a fist with the right hand. You're going to grab with the left. So you know you're going to pull your right arm up and over. So what to have in your mental imagery is that you're creating an arc on the right side, from the right side of your hip and pelvis, along the ribs, through the armpit, right? And then you come back, beautiful Bonnie, right? Right, and it's a work in progress. Corinne's word for the day, right? No, it's a beautiful word. As long as in that process, it's through awareness and not because of a goal. That you can ponder. Okay, now you're going to bend the left knee, right? So bend the left knee. Bring your left foot to standing. And if you would like, let's pause with the arms for a minute. Bring them down. It's okay. Bring your arms down. So let's just start with your leg, right? So you got the left foot standing. The left knee is pointing to the ceiling. And you're going to roll the pelvis, but you've got to have awareness. Where's your knee? Right? Some of you, as soon as you roll your pelvis, your knee flops over. I can't fix that for you. Awareness, pay attention. Can you keep your knee to the ceiling and your foot flat? Roll the pelvis to the right. Let your back arch. Let your spine rotate. Breathe. Beautiful, Nance. Now can you bring the arms up? Right? Get a hold of the right wrist with the left hand. Make a fist with the right hand. Right? And now what you do is you weave these two movements in together. Corinne, that's just beautiful. Right? So you got to go slow because there's a timing element. The timing of pulling and arcing and rolling so that you get that armpit to the floor, your head comes on the arm, your whole right side is lengthened out. It's such a cool feeling. And then, as Corinne brought up, right, it's a process and progress. So now what could you do a little differently? All of you pay attention to your elbows. So much tension from the elbow to the forearm, and you want to blame it on the shoulder. Poor little shoulder, it's not the shoulder's fault. Pay attention to your elbow. Can you turn something in the elbow to straighten a little bit more? That, oh my gosh, what a difference that would make in the shoulder. Help that shoulder out. Beautiful back. That's it, Bonnie. Right? And what can you do from the elbow to the wrist? It's a clue. That's the magic area. Right? Because a lot of you have shoulder issues. And then you want to blame the shoulder. But it's really not about the shoulder. It's the area from the elbow to your wrist. I know. Hard to believe, isn't it? Yep. Yep, keep turning it more. Yep, and even more. Think of it going, yes. And are you breathing? No CPR today. Breathe. Right? That's it, Corinne. Take something a little further with that elbow and that wrist. That's it, right? There's something magical in there. Beautiful, you guys. Come back onto your backs. Let it go and rest. Did I make you upset?
No, ma'am. Okay.
I'm into making everybody upset today.
No.
Steve caught me and got me on fire. That's why.
No,
good thing I'm going out of town. So feel now if the right side acquired some length, and did it acquire the same amount of length, or is it still a little different? Is there still something different about the two sides? Right? Okay, so now you're going to bend both of your legs, bring them to standing, and we're going to go back to a movement we did 2 weeks ago of lengthening your head. So you're going to bring the hands up, and remember, the thumbs go in front of the ears, and the rest of the fingers wrap around the skull, not behind your head, right? You're not lifting and folding your head. You're going to pull your head toward the mirrors. So the back of your head stays on the ground. Bend your knees. Your legs are standing. You don't need to look. Thumbs are in front of the ears. Where are your ears? Thumbs are in front. There you go. Okay? And think like this. You got to turn your wrists.
Okay.
And then you're going to think of your armpits. And you're going to pull your head. No, not the chin.
Mm.
You're going to get long.
Mm.
The back of your head is going to pull up. Okay? You don't lift. You pull up. Up. You don't tilt. There's no tilt. The back of the head scoots on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It takes a little getting used to how to pull up towards the mirrors. You don't tilt. You don't lift. So you first have to get it in your mind. Can you move that? Yes. Can you just, no, that's too much. Neutral. How do you pull up? Now, pause for a moment with your arms, let go, and just think. Start with thinking. Let your arms rest. Okay? Use your mind. You're going to think that you're going to just push. Listen to the instructions. You're going to push your feet into the floor. And just from pushing your feet in the floor, your butt and pelvis gets heavier, and you feel your whole spine grows up long and tall. So you're going to feel the same movement just by thinking of pushing the feet into the floor. No tilting of the pelvis. Okay? It's not that movement. Push the feet, grow tall. That's it, Marlene. You feel that? That's it, Brigida. And then you gotta let it go. You can't just push, push, push. You gotta retract so you can push again. It's right? Push. Head grows tall. Now bring the hands up again and try it with the hands. So there's no tilt, there's no lift. You're elongating. Find it. How do you elongate? How do you create traction on yourself? That's it, Marlene. And you gotta let it go. It opens the ribs. And are you breathing? Occasionally. Okay, let's let your arms rest. Let your legs rest. Take a break. And breathe. It doesn't really, with this, it doesn't matter. Okay, so, and Lynn, with this next movement, give it your best shot if you can, okay? Listen to the instructions first. Okay, so for the rest of you, you all can do this. You're gonna roll over, and if you want, have your head to the front of the room, because you're gonna come up onto your knees. We did this, again, 2 weeks ago. Knees wide, come down onto your forearms, and then your head. And you're gonna grab your head. Okay, the same way. Thumbs are in front of the ears, fingers are wrapped around the top. And you go down to your forehead. Elbows are out to the side. And instead of so much pulling, I want you to think of the hands stabilizing your head, because what you do with your pelvis is you start to take your pelvis back as if you're going to sit. So you pull the rest of your body away from your head. And it's a small movement. You pull the butt back and then you let it go. Right? So you get length in the neck, you get length in the back, and then you come back to the starting. So your hands are stabilizing your neck and head from following along, right? Take the pelvis back. And breathe. Excellent. And let it go. Let's rest on your back. And then the next movement, Lynn, you'll be able to do, and you're going to just work with one side, okay? Yeah, you can. I'm okay with that today. Lie on your back and rest. Notice your breath and your breathing. Roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Observe rolling your head to the right and left. How that feels. Excellent. Okay, so you're going to roll to your side. And like I said, because of you, Lynn, we'll start with the other side first. You're going to put your left foot standing and your right knee down. Okay? So this is like being like a Roman knight. Okay? It's not my easiest way. Okay? You can either have your right foot flat like mine is, or tuck the toes. You can try both ways. Now, what's really important? The distance between your right knee and left foot. So if you do this, you're going to fall over. Okay? Put the left foot somewhere where you have stability. Okay? And we're eventually going to tuck the toes under. Bring the arms up. Make a fist with the left hand. Right? And you're going to start to lengthen and pull on that left side, bending to the right. And breathe. And again, try it a few times like that, and then you can tuck the toes under. That stabilizes you. Come back up, and we're going to change. You're going to make a fist with the right hand. And you're going to lean and pull over to the left. I know, that's the harder way. Let it go and rest on your back. Okay, so we're going to come up. Lynn, you're going to be the only one to stay with that stance, okay? Everybody else is going to change. So that means your left knee is down. This is my easier. And your right foot standing. Okay, and we're going to start with the right arm makes a fist. Get a hold with the left. Right? And you're going to arc over. You're going to push that right hip out. You're going to open up that right side. Come back, and as you do this a couple times, start to curl the toes under. The toes being curled under is going to be important. Okay, so you're not only going over to the left, but I would like you to think up to the ceiling. Excellent. Change, make a fist with the left hand, get a hold of with the right hand. And then the left knee that you're kneeling on, shoot that hip out to the left side. This is a little awkward with your balance. That's why the right foot standing can go out to the right. Breathe. Look up at your arms. Open up those ribs. Okay. Rest on your back again. Hey, this gentleman did a really nice idea, because we're going to go back to that. So it was hard for him to come up, so he found a way to do it on the floor. And it's his first time. That was excellent. Yes. Okay, so we're going to go back to bending your right knee, bringing the right foot to stand, just the right foot. So just the right foot, and remember, you're going to push the right foot into the floor. You're going to keep the right knee towards the ceiling. You're going to roll the pelvis to the left. You're going to arch the spine, and you're going to just see how this feels now. Right, and this should become a movement. I've said this before. And you guys are not in this camp. The rest of them are, because they've been coming a long time. This should be like a staple movement. I shouldn't be having to give you all these details. Right? You should know what I'm asking you. And how should you know? Why should you know? Because you're learning to feel. If you don't feel and you don't have awareness about what you're feeling, nothing's good. Nothing. You've got to pay attention. Feel, notice, observe. Make a registration in your head. Ah, this feels good. This opens my hip. It opens my chest. It opens my ribs. And because you feel all that and notice that, you remember it. Now you're going to bring the arms above. And again, I shouldn't tell you, which arm do you make the fist with? Which hand gets a hold of that arm? Incorporate the arms, beautiful Marlene. And then what did we discuss about the elbow? What do you do with the elbow? What do you do with the part from the elbow to your wrist? What's holding you back? What holds you back? So back to what Corinne said.
Go all the way over.
How do you make progress? You will never make progress if you're not aware. It's just not going to happen. And that's why repetition is meaningless. Repetition only has value when you're aware and you're paying attention to what you can do and what you can't do to get to where you want to go. How can you turn even more Brigida, even more Marlene, the armpit? More. How far can you keep turning that arm? Beautiful, Marlene. And then look up. Can you move the chin away from the chest? But keep it on your arm. Nancy, you too, right? What's the connection with the throat? So, you know, one of the things, see what you started today, Corinne? You opened me with a can of worms. Right, so one of the things that should occur to you, come back and rest, is that when I give you all these instructions and we go through these movements, that you start linking things, right? What we've done in one lesson has reference to the next lesson, right? But it's not my job to give you all those little details. I'm going to make you guys work harder. Because if I have you work a little harder with your awareness, then you get what Corinne wants. Which you all, right? You're going to make greater progress if I make you work a little harder. And that's not effort hard, it's mental hard. Okay, so now we're going to try bending the left knee. See, Brigida was on it. That's what I want. She already knew what we were going to do. That's awareness. Ah, and Marlene, you were right with her, right? Oh, I know where we're going. That's where I need you. That's where progress comes from. Any class can make you feel like $1 million, but it will completely leave you and disappear if you don't have awareness. And you cannot reproduce it for yourself. Okay, so start with the leg. You know what to do. I don't need to tell you. You know what to do. Push that foot into the floor. Remember, you keep the knee up. You roll the pelvis, arch the pelvis and spine. And then as you feel ready, you bring the arms up. And as you feel ready, you take yourself through the different steps that we've done, through the different places to become aware. So some level of progress, improvement. You go a little further, something feels a little easier. So in fact, Corinne, it's a beautiful word that you brought up today. It's just about how you get there that I'm concerned about. Keep the knee up, so some of you start letting the knee fall. And so, again, there's a lot to pay attention to. There's so much to pay attention to. Foot flat so the toes don't go up. Rolling, turning that elbow, breathing. It can be, Marlene, absolutely, because you're so spit. Now get that knee back up, too. That's it. So I'm going to tell you there's a relationship between that hip and that elbow. So as you go over, you discover it. That's it. Keep that knee up and then keep going with the elbow. That's it. Right there is where you want to give in. Don't give in, right? Clench that butt a little bit and open that. Yes. Hip a little bit more. Beautiful, you guys. Come back and let's rest. Come back and rest. Arms long, legs long. So yeah, I mean, in the context of becoming aware, the progress is a great word. Because as things get simpler, easier, better, everything gets better. And then that leads to Marlene's bubble and my bubble, which is you feel better. Right? And life is worth living if you feel good. Life is worth living if you feel good. So we do want to make progress. What'd you say?
I said Corinne is never going to live that word down.
No, no, it's really good. She brought it up. It's a great word, but I think, like all things, it's in the context. I think the challenge is for a lot of people is they want something to feel better and they want to get there and they want it to hold forever and never disappear and go away. And then they get frustrated and they're like, I don't want to do this game anymore. Well, it's called the game of living. It's called the game of being alive. I hate to tell you, but nothing is going to stay or stick forever. And you can leave the class, and 2 days later, something's going to stiffen up. Could be from a car ride. It could be from Nancy too much skate skiing. Could be from
downhill skiing,
right? Right? An airplane ride, like I'm going on, a bad seat on an airplane ride, and then all of a sudden something hurts again. It's gonna happen, that is a guarantee, I can promise you. But then, what you have at the tips of your fingertips is awareness and how to start to feel, sense, and move to get back to where you like to be. I mean, that's all we're doing, guys. We just keep doing it. And you can either enjoy it or get really frustrated. Why do I have to do this again? I just worked so hard to get there and I have to do it again. Right? It's a choice that you make to either enjoy the process and enjoy progression and getting better or to be frustrated because you can't hold on to it forever. I guess the only way you can hold on to it is if I froze you in a piece of ice and that you never moved again. I mean, this was a big thing in our training. I just remember we'd lie on the floor and nobody wanted to get up after the day because everybody felt so good. And everybody's fear in our training was, I'm going to lose this. I don't want to lose it. And I'm going to promise you, you will lose it, but you can get it back. And what I know from doing this for 35 years is the more that you lose it and get it back and lose it and getting back, you get it back quicker, easier, and you stay there longer. But you'll lose it again. And then you go back over and I get it and it's quicker and faster and I spend more time there and I lose it again and I lose it too. I lose it too. After 35 years, I just like playing the game. Because I'm on a positive reward system. Okay, let's one more time bend your right leg. Bring your arms up. Get a hold of your wrist. You know which wrist. Roll yourself over to the left. Lengthen that arm. Look up. Open your throat. Arch your back. So progress. Go as far as you can. Take this movement to your maximum. And then maybe even take it a little further. What would that be? Right? What would that be? Without me giving you the details, how do you, through your awareness, your knowing and understanding of yourself, how do you continue to progress, to make it better? Bonnie, what are you doing with your chin? Think about it. It's a big habit for you. That's it. Change that. Beautiful, you guys. Come back onto your back and rest again, and then we'll do the other side. Stretching you out today. Okay, so bring the left leg up. That's it. You know what wrist to get a hold of. Lengthen. Come on to your right side. That's it, Nance. That's it, Lynn. And then always looking for a little bit more. A little bit more progression. Where is it going to come from? Maybe it's the left arm that's pulling on the right wrist, right? Where haven't you taken your attention? Maybe it's your jaw. Are you cleansing your jaw? We've talked about your breath. Where else is there a place, right? It's endless where improvement can come from. It's endless in progress. And again, for me, it's a fun game to play. I like the game because it allows me to feel, I'm going to say 90% of the time in my body, in my life, awesome. So for me, I like the game because I like the percentage that I get in the return. But that 10%, I slip back, you guys. I have moments just like you. Yep. And so, like you with Brigida, I suggested, try it again. As I said, what about this arm? Right? What could you do something up in the air? Right? It's endless where you can take yourself. Right? You can, all part of the game is just you just keep on moving your attention and awareness. Move it, move it, move it. What's happening here? What's happening there? What's happening, right? There's just, how many places are there to go? Every toe joint. Nancy's doing better now with her left foot. And look at me. I notice every single thing each one of you do. At one point, she was lifting, clenching her toes. Now she's not. I notice all of you. It's a lot to notice. Okay, come back onto your back. So for each one of you, right, it's a little different. But I'm stretching you like this lesson. I'm stretching you in your mind, in your thought, in your consciousness to work a little harder so that you have a bigger return from class. Pardon me?
I said the awareness is the important part because I did it and I read, like you said, but and all of a sudden I thought, when I did that, I thought, oh, that's what I feel different. So then I went back to this side and was really aware, and I thought, oh yeah, that's what I can do. The awareness is the key.
See? She just, you just articulated it beautifully.
Yeah.
And nobody can give you that level of improvement but you.
Yeah,
no one. That's the other thing. You can go to anybody out there and no one can give you the level of improvement that you can give yourself. Okay, so before we get up, first of all, feel how you feel on the back, right? And then I'm going to have you think about coming to the night position on your favorite side. And when you're in that night position, how you could bring yourself up to standing using your arms. Night position, you're all looking at me like, what? Was that in this lesson? Right? Night position. Night position. Right? How could you come up? How could you come up? How could you lift those ribs up? And then could you go back down? Pick your favorite side. And then, and now where, what about your heads, you guys? Why do you look down? Ugh. Up, look up to the ceiling where you're going. That's it, Nancy. And then go back down. Pull, get those ribs off that pelvis. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, Nancy. And then you can let your arms come down and see how you feel. You did great with your shoulders today. This was, yeah, no, I mean, I know with those, you know, Nancy's got some new friends called bone spurs. Okay, so feel how you feel. Just feel the lift of the ribs and how the whole upper body is lifted off the lower body.
Sure, I look toward the back too.
And what does that mean for you? What does that give you?